Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's Cara. I had an inspiration for something I might share with you this morning. I woke up and realized it was Good Friday in the Christian calendar. It's a pretty important day to followers of this faith. This is a little scary to do because people make up things about people who share things like the fact that I might tell you that I'm Christian, because I know what kind of things you might make up, because I used to do that. I used to make that up about people, and it makes me want to tell you what kind of Christian I am, that I used to go to church, a very progressive Protestant church, although my family's beginnings were Catholic. But I'm getting a little far afield. I wanted to say that I was remembering a post that I wrote when I was in a time of sorrow because of the ending of a friendship, or the potential ending of a friendship at any rate. And it was Holy Week, the week between Palm Sunday and Easter. And I was having reflections upon a day one might call either Holy Saturday or Easter Saturday. And it has a deep symbolic meaning to me this day, and it isn't talked about very much. And I thought it might be something that other people might appreciate having some ideas about. But back to my Christianity, my kind of Christian. I am not deeply religious, and yet there is a part of me that is very drawn to be devotional, and the relational and community-oriented aspect of this faith move me and feed me and feel resonant to me very deeply. I am not the person, and I have no judgment about people who do, but I don't say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I know that there must have been something incredibly powerful about this person who lived a couple of thousand years ago, because we're still talking about him and fighting over things he said all these years later. For what I have learned, for the place I am in my life, what he represented, what he taught, what he was, I find deeply instructive and moving. I keep saying deeply because there is something very profound about all of these things for me, even though I'm not very public about it. What I shared came in a time when a very long-standing, more than 25-year-long friendship had a major schism and was falling apart, and I wasn't sure that it would survive, and indeed it did not. I have not had any contact with this friend of mine since the spring of 2016. I was very sad about that. I was in grief. I've had other times of grief in my life too, and since my dad died, especially, and a second dog. In the time of deep grief, it's not a normal time. It's a time when the rest of the world feels almost unreachable. People going about their lives doing what they're doing feels like they're in another paradigm, another dimension. Another dimension, that's the right word. I have been called to be really tender with myself in these times and find that there's a certain preciousness to being in grief because of the call to care for myself in a way that I don't normally otherwise. It's easier for me to just blast around and race through my days and not be present with myself and my heart and what it is that I'm feeling deep inside. Because grief is not something that we direct. in that way. It's feminine to me. It's not ordered. It has its own way in its own time. And that time I was in, I realized was an Easter Saturday moment. And this Easter Saturday is after the crucifixion, after the death, and before the rebirth, before the resurrection, before life comes back after death. Cynthia Bourgeau is an Episcopal priest and a mystic and someone who I've learned a lot from her writings and speakings. In a teaching that she called The Wisdom Jesus, spoke about this Easter Saturday and illuminated me to its power and said that in the tradition, it said that Jesus went after his death into the harrowing of hell. His body was in the tomb, but his spirit was in hell. And she said it wasn't that he was in hell so much as that his light, his immense light, was being shown on the people, the spirits who were in such horrible lack of light. The souls, that's what it was. It was the souls who are living in this place or existing in this place that lacks light. This is the invitation we have when we're in grief or when we're tending to others who are grieving, to just simply shine the light of love into the dark. And so offering myself tenderness when I'm sad, when I'm in periods of sadness, is that light of love that I shine in on myself. A person who is connected out on the frontiers of Christian thought world as Father Richard Rohr, and he and Cynthia Bourgeau have spoken together and taught together in his living school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And sometime in the year before I wrote this post, he was on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday program. And in that program, he said something that I've read, but it was wonderful to hear him say it to millions of people. And that is that if we don't transform our pain, that we will for sure transmit it, that we'll pass it on to others. Since loss is inevitable in our worldly, earthly lives, that everything dies, we experience grief. We all have these Holy Saturday times, though they usually last more than a day. We have the chance to either operate out of our pain, passing it on, or we can tend to it and transform it. And it grows our capacity to hold others and ourselves so that we can all become greater expressions of love. Somehow, in this life, I have been graced to have been given the understanding, the support, and even the determination to choose this other path, at least with the biggest losses in my life. I had a little altercation with the mailman around the dog yesterday morning, and I definitely transmitted some pain. But I wasn't the only one doing it. It's more common to do that. Anyway, all of my Holy Saturday moments so far, my big ones, have been followed by resurrections. I remarried very, very happily, and a new dog came into my life to heal my puppy grief. And I didn't get to have kids, which has been a deep, deep, deep disappointment in my life. And I have this life, this amazing life of painting and leading others in their painting journeys and getting to express myself and reveal myself through all of this in a way that I had no idea was even in me, let alone possible. I wrote here that when I was in this grief, that I had been and would continue to do what I do, along with tending my home, my family. I was painting every day, which I had made a promise to do every single day in 2016. And I was writing every week, and I was leading my painting groups. All of these things, I said, were both tinged with what was going on inside me, my sadness, and they are, all of those things are the light shining into the darkness inside me. Painting plays a really important role in this process, though for the most part, my art is not intentionally expressive of my inner process. I mostly paint just what appeals to me, what I think is beautiful enough to spend my time on. But sometimes it is, and it makes having an active creative life both a blessing and a refuge. And it's what I wish for all of us, is to have a place to take our grief and pain, to help transform it so that what we transmit instead is some form of beauty. In order to come all the way through Holy Saturday times, it helps to have faith. And I don't mean in that kind of common way we understand it, but just a place to rest inside in hope and knowledge of the possibility that there will be a rebirth of some sort at the end of our pain. For those of us who are celebrating this tradition this weekend, it is a walk through the cycle of death and sorrow and rebirth, which takes place, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, in spring, which is a rebirth of life on Earth. And this week feeds our faith that death isn't the end of the story. And in order to fully arrive on Sunday, we must tend to our grief on Saturday. Whether or not you follow this tradition and whether or not you are currently in a time of grief, of celebration, or someplace in between, I wish for you to notice and be fed by the beauty that is always here, and to follow any instinct, any inclination, any inkling that you might have to create that for yourself and for your world. So thank you so much for hearing this, for being with me and holding what's possible for all of us when we are sad, when we are grieving, when we are really troubled by whatever's happening in our lives, that on the other side of that is the possibility of a full return to beauty. Okay, thanks so much. Until next time, bye-bye.